Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to a very special edition of Border Crossings Today, where we bring you some of music's biggest names, rising superstars, tremendously talented writers and performers, and of course, award-winning stars as well. We have one of those such stars with us, Jordan Sokol, who is the founding member, the lead singer, the voice behind Pressing Strings, and he's with us today. So welcome to the program, Jordan. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Now, you grew up in San Francisco, but now you guys call Maryland your home. So how did that Bay Area transition happen for you?
Well, I actually didn't. Our drummer grew up out there, so that may be where you're getting that from. But I grew up in New Jersey. In New Jersey, but ended up here, and I've been here since about high school age. And the band was founded in Maryland as well, and founded by the bass player and I. And we've been together since, like, playing together since like 2011, but I've been performing as Pressing Strings since about 2007. Mm-hmm. And we've since picked up our Bay Area drummer like 2 years ago. So that's where that came from. Yeah,
So let me ask you this. I mean, was music always the plan for you? I mean, did you know early on that this is what you wanted to do?
I did not. That was always something that I sort of dabbled with on the side when I had my alone time. I was mostly a jock, you could call me. I was a full-time athlete playing sports in high school and growing up. I went to college to play football and then quickly realized that I did not want to do that at the collegiate level, that I would rather write songs, and it turned out for the better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you, like myself, because I'm a Maryland resident, are celebrating the new owner of the Washington football team, the Commanders.
Which
has been big news all across the headlines here in the Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, Virginia. Everybody's excited. I'm sure you are, too, especially as a former football player yourself. So let's talk about the new album that you have out, which is called And I For You. And it just came out. So tell me about the new album. What makes this album different from the 6 other albums you've put out?
This one, well, the songs are better, I think. I have to say that, I'm sure. I think it's just this album, song to song, track to track, the entire project is a really good piece of art, listenable art. A lot went into it. There's a lot more sort of cooperation, and we're a trio, and we've never done 3-piece harmonies before. On this record, we decided to really start going for that, and you'll hear a lot of that on the record. So that separates it for sure. Mm-hmm. We have a new drummer, like I said. So it definitely puts a different kind of fingerprint on it, you could say. Drummers are very specific additions to bands, so it definitely separates this album from the others.
And so I was very interested to hear you say and to read about the fact that the other two guys in the trio are now singing on this album. Why did it take so long? What was the reason for a change?
Well, our old drummer didn't sing. We had a bunch of 2-part harmonies going on, but the third part is what really gives it a sort of magical thing. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun learning how to do that and messing with that.
And you also mentioned that your songs are better. So I want to explore that a little bit. As a person who writes album after album, song after song, do you find that, it gets easier, it gets harder? Where do you get your inspiration for writing these songs?
It's a hard thing to sort of pin down where it comes from and why it happens and all that stuff. But, I would say that it's just something that is a form of release for me, form of, therapy and meditation and all that stuff. So as long as I'm doing that sort of stuff and in tune with myself, then I find that the songs come and the muse is there.
Mm-hmm. I hear that from a lot of artists who say the music is therapeutic because you can reveal some things about yourself. Some may be true, some not. The listener doesn't really know how much of this is about you. You're the only one who really knows what story you're telling.
Correct. Yeah, that's what makes it so cool, and it's what makes it art. You can make it whatever you want. It can be as on the nose as possible, or yeah.
So tell me about the first song we're going to hear. What's the first one?
This first one is called "We Will Be All Right," and the backstory to this one is it probably started about a decade ago with a simple guitar line, melody sort of thing that I sort of always kept in the back of my head. And then, like I said, about a decade later, I had a dream and it came back to me, and I woke up and I wrote the song because it would kind of refresh my brain. And it turned out to be this song, "We Will Be All Right."
We will be all right. We've got Jordan Sokol with us here on Border Crossings.
It's hard to tell that the world is turning. It's hard to chill when it's so concerning. And through the air where the smoke is churning, I am an open mind that yearns for a place in the yard where the flowers bloom. High in the castle in the corner room, sing with me now, we will be alright. Sing with me now, we will be alright. I plan on living up on life. Well, I plan on giving up on strife, 'cause it ain't nobody of mine. Well, I wanna go downtown where we used to hang out, play what I feel while they figure this out. Fill your cups, I hope that they're full enough. Kitchen's burning. Through the air where the smoke is churning, I am an open heart that yearns for a place in the yard where the flowers bloom. High in the castle in the corner room. Well, sing with me now, we will be alright. Sing with me now, we will be alright. I plan on living up on this life. I plan on giving up on strife, 'cause it ain't nobody to me. Well, I'm on this go downtown where we used to hang out, play what we feel while they dance and they shout. Fill your cups, I hope that they're full enough. Yeah, peace and love in place that you're from, the culture you grasp and the kids that you have. You do your best, but it still don't feel like enough.
Crossings, and that is Pressing Strings, or they are Pressing Strings. And you know, that's an interesting, it's a good song, it's a good, real good song. I just wanted to know, how would you describe your band's sound? Because one thing I noticed in listening to your music is you kind of have different sounds. You know, you reinvent yourself. So what would you say best describes your music?
I would say it's a mix of obviously rock and roll. I would say R&B, and I would say folk, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And who do
folksy
you guys,
R&B rockers.
Who do you guys get your, you know, who do you like to listen to? Who are you following and listening to?
Oh, all kinds of people. We're kind of all over the place. You know, I'm a man of classic music. I listen to a lot of classic, you know, rock, a lot of classic soul and stuff. But these days I find myself listening to people like, I'm a big fan of a guy named Sun Little, a band called Bahamas. Let's see. Nick Drake is another big one in my book. It can go on forever. There's a lot of people, but most of them are like, you know, considered like sort of lyricists and more songwriting based kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where did the name Pressing Strings come from?
It was just basically what we went through a couple of different names, and if you've ever had a band and tried to name it, it's not the easiest thing. So we just kind of went for a pretty straightforward, just, you know, whatever we were doing, we were pressing. Like, it was just kind of a cool verbiage, I thought. Sounded in present tense, and I like that.
And you're with Warren Haynes' record label, is that correct?
Correct, yeah, Evil Teen Records. Mm-hmm. And his wife, Steph Scamarda. It came about through another song that we put out on the radio. Somehow it ended up in their hands, a song called The Madness, off our 2020 record, Settle In. Just kind of got passed to them, and they sent somebody to come scout us, at the Hamilton in DC. And, one thing led to another.
That's great. Are. Jordan Sokol of Pressing Strings is with us here on Border Crossings today. The new album number 7, And I For You. So tell me about the album title. How did you decide on that? Because just like a band name, an album title is not an easy thing to decide on.
It's not. And it came about, it's kind of like a phrase in one of our songs on the album called Down For You. The lyric goes, down for me and I for you. And so we thought that was a kind of a cool thing. It was kind of like a declaration to be, you know, for the cause of each other, you know.
Are you guys going to do another song for us?
We are, yeah. We're going to do, this one's kind of more of like a ballad, soul ballad inspired by the likes of like Sam Cooke and people like that. It's called When the Morning Comes.
When the Morning Comes, Pressing Strings here on Border Crossings.
Every night, breath in my lungs, shoes on my feet, high in the air, glide down the street. When the morning comes, I will come running home to you. I will come running locking them tight. Sing the new verse to myself every night. Breath in my lungs, shoes on my feet, safe on the ground, pacing the street. And when the morning comes, I will come running home to you. When the morning comes, I will come running home to you, home to you, home to you, home to you.
Border Crossings, When the Morning Comes. You've been checking out the new video from our friends in Pressing Strings. Jordan Sokol, the lead singer and founder, is with us today on the show. Is there a tour in the works right now? I believe you just played in Nashville not too long ago.
We did. We just got back. We've been kind of going out and touching and doing a bunch of states here in the past couple weeks. And then we have a long kind of a two-weeker out to Colorado and back starting this Thursday. So, yeah, we're coming to High Point, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Greeley, Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, Denver, and Fort Collins, and Omaha, and then coming back.
Omaha?
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun time. So let me ask, yeah, have you done any international touring? I mean, have you guys done
this? We've never done any international touring. Our first international date is going to be taking place in January. We're going to Jamaica and playing.
Wow.
Something called Island Exodus that Warren Haynes and Government Mule, they throw every year.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. That'll be great.
Yeah. Really, yeah, important.
Be interested to hear how, you know, when you do go to places like Japan or somewhere like that, how the band's received by those audiences who don't speak English as a first
yeah,
language.
Yeah, I've always wondered that.
Do you get a lot of email and messages and Facebook messages and whatever from people around the world?
We do. Yeah, and it was pretty interesting to see, like, when the pandemic hit and everything kind of went virtual based. I was doing a lot of live streaming and stuff like that, and I was surprised to see how many people were watching from outside the U.S., and it was pretty inspiring to see.
Yeah, we are right now in 100 different countries around the world, so
that's
there are
amazing.
Many people, yeah, that are meeting you and hearing the music of Pressing Strings for the very first time.
Well,
and hopefully
you'll
do some international touring as well, because I'm sure they would love,
yeah,
to see you guys. So you do the songwriting? Is that, I mean, you do most
I
of
do.
It? Okay, so it's not a collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's you write. Do you write music or lyrics first?
Music first, typically. I typically get some kind of melody formed and then just start placing syllables over top of that melody, and those tend to form thoughts and phrases and just sort of one after the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where and what is the most interesting place or subject for a song that ever came to you? Where did you get come up with the most unusual place to think of a song, or the most unusual inspiration for a song?
One time I was traveling in Europe, in Italy, with my wife on our honeymoon, and we were traveling via train, and we were waiting for a train in Naples, Italy, and I came up with a song called What's Around You while sitting in a train station in Naples. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. That's very cool. Do you find when you get ideas for songs, I mean, some writers will tell me that it comes in a dream and I have to wake up and immediately put it in their voice recorder somewhere.
Oh yeah, that definitely, that happened with the first song that I played today, that exact thing. Yeah.
Very interesting. We're talking with Jordan Sokol. It's the band Pressing Strings, and you guys are going to do another song for us, I understand.
We are, yeah. We're going to do the first single that was off this album. It's called Your Love.
Your Love. All right. And that's off the new album, which is now out. The album's called And I For You. Here's Pressing Strings on Border Crossings. Crossings, Your Love from Pressing Strings, and Jordan Sokol, the lead singer, is on the show today with us. Now, why did you pick music? I mean, a lot of band members, a lot of guys in music say for the girls. What was it that got you into music?
Like I said, I mean, it was always something that was like my personal thing growing up. I didn't really let people into it. It was sort of my personal sandbox I used to play into. Just make myself feel creative and feel better about anything, you know, it was my personal therapy. And so that's probably why I picked it in the first place. It was never like a, you know, popularity thing or anything like that. And it still isn't. It's mostly for me, and the guys in the band are the same way. So it's pretty, I like it that way because, you know, it kind of sets our intentions in the correct course, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great. And your band sounds tight. Your band sounds great. I mean,
thank you.
If you have, I don't think you're doing any collaborations. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't. Is there any collaboration you'd like to do? If your top three collaboration list, who dead or alive, top three people to collaborate with?
Dead or alive? Oh, man.
Dead or alive.
That's a tough one.
I know. I don't ask easy questions.
Oh, putting me on the spot here. Probably Bob Marley. I would love to collaborate with Bob Marley. Maybe Sam Cooke is another one.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do. And then someone real off the cuff, I'd love to do something with like Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest or something like that. Make something, wow. Some kind of.
Yeah. That's a very diverse list.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's all right, because your music has some funk, some jazz, R&B. You did a ballad a little while ago, rock and roll. You got influences of many different genres in your music, which is great. And that's what it takes these days, because the business has changed to where people can, you know, cherry pick and buy a song instead of an album. So you have to put out songs, and I guess it gives you more freedom to explore.
It does, yeah. And I've always been of the mindset to not keep writing the same song, you know, and try to have them be different throughout the course of the album, like the Beatles did, you know.
Right.
No two songs were similar.
Go back and visit your early music that you wrote when you were a teenager, when you were young?
I do, and I barely recognize myself. It's funny.
Well, music always connects to a memory, you know, so I'm sure as you look at your old songs, I remember that girl or that place or whatever.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty cool to have little time capsules just waiting there for you.
Jordan Sokol is on the program, and it's all about Pressing Strings today and their new album. And so tell me where people can find more information about Pressing Strings. Where do they go to connect with you, to chat with you?
I would say the best place and the most direct connect is Facebook and Instagram. We're pretty, we have to stay pretty updated with that stuff. And then also our website, www.pressingstrings.com. That'll show you where we're going to be and what the latest news is and all of that stuff. You can sign up for our email list so we can stay in touch and all that.
Mm-hmm. And I see you've got some artwork going on in your arms. Saying, who is Ellie? Does that say Ellie?
Ellie's my four-year-old, and she's the star of our new video for that last song we played, Your Love.
Oh.
She's in the video playing with some Ken doll Barbies that we found that look exactly like the band. It just turned out to be a funny thing that we did. And she was all about it. She was a natural. So that's Ellie, my four-year-old.
Oh.
I have two others. I got three girls.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So if the toilet seat is down in your house, something's wrong. No, up, I mean. If it's up, something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So how old are the other girls?
7 years old and 10 months. So seven, four, and 10 months.
Seven-year-old could probably get into the Barbie movie. I probably more so than the four-year-old or the 10-month-old, no.
But I don't know. We made that video, but I have no intention of seeing that movie.
No, it's
just, you know, maybe I will.
Thank you for being on the show, and what a pleasure it is to meet you and to talk to you, and thank you for making time for us. Do you have a message that you'd like to send out to the troops and to our worldwide audience?
Yeah, just good luck and keep your heads up out there, and thank you.
All right. Jordan Sokol, Pressing Strings, the new album is out now. Please get it, and you can check him out online, which is www.pressingstrings.com.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, Jordan. Thank you for watching Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. This is BOA TV.